On Thursday, Governor Gary Herbert announced that his office has launched an audit of the state's probation and parole practices. The investigation comes after several incidents involving former residents of halfway houses, including the shooting of police officer Doug Barney. Herbert praised members of state and local law enforcement, but added that there is a need to improve information sharing between agencies in order to prevent recidivism.
We all remember and should know that our data that we have when we review and make decisions is only as good as the information we provide each other. And so we need to make sure that we're, in fact, providing this information in a collaborative effort. And as part of this audit, if we find individual employees who have been derelict in their sworn duty, they will face discipline up to and including termination.
Two officials within the state corrections system have already submitted their resignations. Herbert also announced that operations by law enforcement successfully returned individuals who violated the terms of their release.
Over the weekend, the Department of Corrections worked with local law enforcement agencies to conduct two separate operations. One, a full-scale search of the Fortitude Treatment Center that resulted in 9 offenders being returned to custody and for violations of their parole. And 2, a community search for high-profile probation offenders and parole offenders, resulting in another 12 offenders being arrested and returned to jail or to the Utah State Prison.
Currently, about 260 fugitives are wanted for post-release offenses or failed court appearances. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.